Hey, this was on Martin Mota, MOTA. It just went blank on me. It was right on the exam. 217 pounds, 97, 99% temperature, 16, 65, 174/107. Repeat blood pressure 170/110. As I mentioned, after patient's blood pressure pain was brought under control. Did I say allergy? None. I know I talked about family history, hypertension. I know we talked about social. He's a construction worker. He doesn't smoke, but he does drink alcohol, medication, Advil, medical problems, hypertension. We know now, surgery, none. Heart positive, home positive, is 2/6 systolic ejection. Remember, lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. There's tenderness, nodal of the right flank. The logical non-focal skin shows no rash. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is slightly inflamed. Assessment number one. This is a 47-year-old gentleman with what looks like kidney stones. Looks like a hydronephrosis, a fatty right-sided hydronephrosis, a fatty liver, and possible stone on the right side. Given patient's blood pressure initially and no response to treatment, patient is going to the emergency room for further care now. In big letters. Next number, because of his systolic murmur and his hypertension, echocardiogram shows LVH, most likely long-standing hypertension. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea in the face of mild RVH. Next number, sleep apnea needed. Next number, he needs blood work, which will be done in the emergency room. Next number, because of his growing pain and leg pain, an ultrasound was done of his legs, which was within normal limits. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next one was ultrasound of the arms that was done because of tired arms, in quotation, as he puts it, showed no DVT or PVD at this time. Next one, the cluttered ultrasound was done because of long-standing hypertension. Only mild stenosis noted. Next number, overall prognosis is poor for this gentleman unless he does something about his blood pressure. Next number, we talked about different modes of transportation. He's adamant about driving himself to the emergency room. I texted the phone number, the address of the emergency room, which he will go now. Findings were discussed with patient, wife, through myself, and the interpreter before he left. Thank you.